Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome back to the Sweet Talks podcast. We're back again. It's been already pretty long day. It's going to be a long week. We got a lot of shit planned this week.
Extremely long.
A lot of shit planned. Yes. We did our merch photo shoot. Drop number 6 or 10. 7?
It's 10?
No, it's not 10. No, it's not.
Oh, I think it's 5th.
5th or 6th?
I think it's like, yeah, 5 or 6.
It's 5 or 6, but hey, this is probably up there with one of the most fire drops, I think.
It's my favorite drop.
Like, honestly, if you're into fashion, this is your
This is pretty dope.
But if you want some cool shit, like, that you could wear on the daily that just doesn't say just Sweet Tea on
that
it.
That doesn't have our fucking faces.
Just have our faces on it. This is cool. Like, you could wear it to a festival. You could wear it out to the club.
Yeah. If you're a guy, like, you'll get If you're a girl, you'll get guys. You'll get
yeah. Or whatever you like. You could get whatever.
Yeah, or whatever you like, you'll get.
You'll
get both.
Yeah.
You're going to get something sweet.
With a little bit of ass.
Yeah, you'll definitely get something sweet, man. It's a big week. We also have VidCon coming up. I'm excited for that. when do you guys want this up?
This is going to be up Thursday.
All right, if you're listening to this and you can't make it, if you're listening to this on Thursday, and if you can't make it tomorrow, which is Friday, come through on Saturday. We're playing Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader with a bunch of you guys. So if you show up,
You could win some money.
You could play
$1 million. That's how much we're giving out.
You know that we're very competitive. So, I mean, yeah, come be competitive with us.
Yeah, we'll beat the fuck out of you guys.
You're going to be winning some money and getting us up.
No, you're not gonna be winning some money. We're gonna be beating your asses.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. We're not gonna let you win.
Yeah, but hey, we got cash prizes if you do take us down.
Which you guys won't.
Pull up VidCon, Anaheim, California, Orange County.
Julian's gonna give us all the answers.
Yes,
that's true.
Just a heads up,
we're definitely gonna cheat. So,
yeah. So fuck you guys.
But
we're cheaters.
We're 10 steps ahead. Just know that.
But hey, man, just pull up. We'll have a good time. Be ready for the merch shop. We'll be announcing the dates pretty soon.
If you can, please sneak in alcohol so that we could get fucked up.
Bro. I know. We wanted to give you guys alcohol, too.
If you're of age.
If you're of age, of course. If you're 21, we were going to give you guys alcohol so we could really play the fucking game.
Yeah.
But I don't think VidCon was going to let us do that. So, now we're going to have to give you guys money if you guys win.
So, if anything, pregame.
Yeah, pregame it if you want. If you want it, we're gonna fucking pregame and be lit up on whatever stage we are or on the.
Yeah, we're gonna smell like alcohol and regret. So,
nah, but it's gonna be a great weed. Time. Honestly,
Frank Weed.
Frank will be weed.
I'll be a walking plant.
Yeah.
What's the guy from Devin Booker go to high school?
Devin Booker.
What the.
Hey, you're tripping. Devin,
Mac and Dev.
Julian, what's he called? Half Booker or something like that?
What?
The weed.
Oh, the weed?
Shazam.
Slowburn.
Slowburn. You're going to be Slowburn.
I said Shazam.
Shazam.
Slowbam. Slowburn. Slowbam. Slowburn.
What the fuck?
We're all fucking up on words.
I know. It's just you.
Hey, but for summer, we're kicking off summer with a pretty hot start, you know? Merch drop, all this shit. I know a couple of you guys say that you guys like the cold better than the hot. But I want to say this. I think summer is definitely better than winter.
Nah, you're fucking tripping. Why?
Summer's more lit.
I mean, yeah, summer's more lit. We got more to do.
Winter parties? Halloween. Christmas party? A Christmas party's not lit?
A Christmas party is lit.
It's pretty lit, but like...
Eggnog? Slutty, spiked bro. Eggnog? Exactly. And elves showing their ass.
Summer bitch show their ass too, dog.
No, you don't go to
Sun's out, buns out.
You don't go to a Christmas party with your friends. I mean, unless you're that lit, but like...
Yeah, but you go to a fucking summer party, you're all fucking sweaty and everybody smells like BO and shit.
Not if there's a pool.
Yeah.
You could still smell like pee. You could still smell.
You could?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, you can.
I haven't had that experience.
Why do you think people cover their nose when they jump in?
I'm like fucking dookie.
They smell themselves before they jump
in. Shit.
They catch a whiff in the air.
Nah, you could definitely smell like pee. Yeah.
And then if not, after the fucking, after it dries,
you get chlorine pussy.
Yeah.
For real.
Or fucking saltwater pussy.
Nah, I'm going to still go cold.
Yeah.
I like hot, bro. Yeah,
you could dress more comfortable.
You could.
And more stylish, too. Yeah, you could dress way more stylish.
Yeah. You can't even wear jeans.
Bro, you wear jeans, you're fucking...
Wore jeans today.
Your balls
were sweating.
Balls were sticking to that denim.
Hey, but you do get to smell it.
Fucking left leg.
Oh, my God.
Wait, hold on. Everybody has smelled their fucking balls.
Yeah.
Does it smell good or not?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, my own ball stench smells good to me.
Yeah. It does not smell good.
But does it smell bad?
It does smell good. You think girl, I guess it does smell bad.
You think a girl would walk up? You think a girl would suck your dick?
Yes. Yes.
And you think she likes that?
No. Yeah. Dude, there's been girls that literally talk about, I want to smell the ball stench.
Yeah. Okay.
What girls?
Let me tell you this.
What girls are you guys?
Never seen those TikToks.
All right, let me tell you this. How do you guys like your nuts?
Hanging.
Salty. You fucking guy. Hanging.
We're talking about peanuts. He really likes nuts.
Sad.
I mean, like your balls hitting that ass.
I was like,
do hang though.
I was like, how do you like your nuts? He was like, in my mouth.
No, I said hanging.
Let's just do hang though.
Your shit's hanging
to your knee.
My shit's hanging, dog.
I gotta pick him up sometime.
But
that from though? You know, if you, it's from boxers.
Yeah, it's from boxers.
Yeah, I don't wear those.
What?
You like boxers?
I do like boxers.
Yeah, I remember I used to wear boxers, and then a girl had told me, this was like in fucking like seventh grade. She told me, she's like, yeah, I heard that if you wear boxers, your balls are going to be saggy as like an old grandpa. So I switched to briefs after that. Like,
what little girl knew that?
Oh, for sure.
Shit.
Oh, shit.
She must have seen a lot of saggy nuts before me. I mean, not before me. She didn't see my nuts.
Damn.
She didn't see my nuts. I swear on my fucking life. She
you were flashing nuts in middle school or what?
Nah.
His little acorns were...
baby nuts.
They weren't acorns. They were fucking pine cones.
Those are some big nuts.
Well, they were hanging at the time. They were hanging at the time.
They were starting to fall, huh?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. A question I was thinking of.
I got a question.
All right. Yeah. You know what? Fuck you. Do you guys think that like a lot of people are kind of in our generation are getting married a little bit earlier, like younger? I guess.
I don't know about married, but having kids, yes. I mean, I wouldn't know, but like, I feel like having kids really young. I know a lot of people that already have kids.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I see.
Shout out, B Clean and Angel.
Shout out these fathers.
Yeah, these fathers. Flexed up his necks. I'm calling it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, flexed up his necks.
He made it seem
Flex up wants to just
it could be,
cream
yeah.
pie. Girl.
I do not want to wish that on no one if they don't want it.
But
no,
they're wishing it on themselves.
Yeah, I think flexed up might want it.
Flexed up wishing. And sometimes I like.
Nah, okay, shut up. No.
Not like that, but like, you don't be like.
Hell no.
Never mind. Girls don't be telling you they want to have your baby.
No.
Yeah.
There he's good girls.
Yeah, but I don't want a little mini me running
around. Oh my gosh, imagine a little Danny.
Fuck no.
Bro, he'd probably be on your guys' asses. About picking up after themselves.
He teaches them to throw fucking shirts at our doors. He's telling Frank, wash the dishes. He's fucking 2 years old. Frank, wash the fucking dishes.
You're lucky your dad's my boy or I would fucking smack the shit out of you, dog. And I swear to God, I would have kicked the shit out of you.
Nah, but I had a question because we were at Larae's house today, right? And they said that ugly men have the better sex. You guys think that ugly men lay the pipe?
What did they say about
the fine men?
Yeah,
they said they just lay there.
They just
look sexy and they don't really give a fuck about anything
else. Black.
They just focus on looking
good.
They can get
away with something. Didn't they say that? No.
Oh, he might have. I don't know.
I thought that's what Frank was tripping on. Like, wait, what?
No, he was tripping on because he was like, I thought I'm pretty good.
Do you think
he's like, am I ugly?
You guys think like girls purposely get at ugly guys because they think they're good?
No, I think they get at them because they don't want to get heartbroken by the
cute guys. That's true. That's true.
They don't want to get heartbroken, but they want to get their back broken.
No, yeah, I feel like when girls get with like you could obviously tell when like a 10's with like a fucking 4.
Yeah.
And you either, the first thing you go, he either has a big ass dick or he has a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
Right? Like.
Yeah. When they look at a cute guy or what?
No, an ugly
this
guy.
Guy's like, oh, oh, an ugly,
I'm sorry. I was thinking about my water being empty. That's
oh my
why.
God.
Sorry. And what? I just said anything out there. My bad. My bad. Go ahead. Continue.
But, like, it's probably because I think Frank said it. Like, they don't want, maybe they got their heart broken so many times. So they're like, you know what? If I get with a fucking ugly guy and I'm the best that he's ever had, he's going to treat me good and he's not going to want to lose
oh,
me.
Oh, no. They say they said they that they fuck good because they're just like, they never seen a pretty girl in their life.
That's so they want to beat that pussy up? Or
yeah, that's what they say.
I don't know if it's ever intentional.
What do you mean?
Like, they look at, like, let's say a guy they don't think is attractive, and they're like, oh, I'm going to get with him because he's probably going to treat me good.
You don't think so? You've never seen
it? I feel like just that dude just off the bat starts treating her good, and then she just falls for him at the end.
But you don't think, like, they're just like, you know what? Maybe my standards are too high, and I need someone that... Well, just like,
so do you think they look at him, they're like, it's whatever, but let me give him a shot?
Yeah, it's, I think it's more of like, you know what, I'm gonna give him a chance because the guys that I've dated before, they're all like,
but she's
super
giving him
attractive
a chance
because
he's already nice, yeah. Right?
Well yeah, yeah, of course.
No, oh, that's what, but yeah. Like, have you seen those guys, like, you ever been out to eat and you seen like a pretty girl and they're with an ugly ass guy?
Yeah,
hey,
bro,
treats her right.
You'd be like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like Logan said, he either has a big ass dick or he has money.
But I think like it goes deeper than that. I think it's like she got hurt by other guys, like a different type before, maybe like fuckboy type.
So she changed.
Yeah, she got hurt and she's like, you know what? I need to stop going for these type of guys. I need to go for like maybe a guy that will like treat me better. And maybe like it's just because like better looking guys don't treat girls as good as not so good looking guys.
Should I be treating girls like fucking? Well, it depends. Yeah. It depends.
Like what?
Like gold, bro. What the fuck?
I thought he was going to say shit.
I did.
That's what you see me as?
I'm just kidding.
Damn. I me personally, I wouldn't take that shit.
Chill with TikTok shit.
Is that, yeah.
Says the one that made a TikTok about you doing fucking different trends, looking in the pantry and shit.
He's on your head.
Okay, this motherfucker wants to talk about.
All right, next topic. Now. So where are we going? What are we going to talk about next?
All right, I got a segment that we could do, and I'm still going through it, but we could start it.
I'm actually excited for this segment.
Have you heard of the segment where she's a blank, but so, for example, like she's a 10, but she only eats chicken tenders. What does she go to next?
Oh, that's a 10.
A 10.
Still a 10?
I'm a 10. Fuck chicken tenders.
Yeah. So we're going to go down the line. I have some, but.
Wait, was that actually one of them, or you just made that up?
Yeah, that was just an example.
What the fuck?
You want a girl who just eats chicken tenders?
As long as she sucks dick.
Oh my god. That's kind of fucking gross.
Hey,
imagine you want to go somewhere to eat, and she's like, I'm not feeling that. I want tenders again.
Yeah, they got tenders at a lot of different restaurants.
I'm going to drop her a point.
Surprise. Real quick.
If she's a 10, I'm going to drop her.
But they got tenders at a lot of different fucking places, like the kids' menu.
But she always wants to eat tenders.
I don't give a fuck.
Now
I'm not eating
out,
it.
Now you're going out with your family and shit. Now she only wants tenders again.
Go ahead. Get
she's
your
a
tenders.
Jordan.
Game.
Yeah, he's getting better.
Man, fuck that. She dropped
is
a 1 point.
Is he getting better?
So she's a 9?
A little better.
Yeah, if she's a 10, she jumped to a 9. That shit's going to get annoying at some point.
Okay. So still not that bad.
Yeah, that's still not, it's not one, that one bad. 1 point's not bad.
It's not. It's
oh,
really
wow.
Not.
You're dating a 9.
It's really not that bad.
You're not dating a 10, though. Yeah. Oh, nah, it's not bad.
All right, what's the other
one? What's another one?
All right, I'm going to go...
I have one after, too.
I'm going to go 8 right here. So she's an 8, but she has ugly toes.
She goes down.
How ugly? How ugly?
Yeah.
They're ugly.
Like, okay, like... Santi's toe?
It's enough for you to look at them and be like, those are some ugly toes.
Oh, 0. Oh,
so they're just dismantled.
They're just not nice.
You go to a 0.
Maybe the nail polish is a little chipped here and there. Like, just not taken care of.
But I can't fix it.
Nah, they're done.
Sorry. Damn, how fucked up are those
so
toes?
So she's an 8 right now.
Yeah, I can't.
Not bad. That's a pretty.
If you can't take off your socks in front of me, sorry.
So what does she go to?
0.
Yeah, I was like, we're not fucking
she
with
she goes
each
from
other.
An 8 to a 0.
Yeah, I don't care how long.
I'm not fucking with her either. Go.
Wait, how bad are the toes?
Gosh, damn, motherfucker. They're just not good.
And
they're
you
ugly.
Can't fix them.
Well, wait, well, fucking with them.
Chip toenails?
Or all right, to you, ugly.
To me, ugly? Yeah. Mm. Probably like a...
goes from an 8 to a what?
So reasonable if you say a high number, dog.
No, I was gonna say like a 5, 6.
Okay, that's reasonable.
That's significant.
Dog.
That's like three.
That's like she's a half.
I mean, that's 2 yeah. points.
She's a half.
But I mean, like, fuck. I don't know because I feel like I don't really care. Probably like a 7 if I'm being real.
Oh, wow.
I just said 5 or 6 because I feel like you guys are gonna judge me. See what I'm talking about?
Wait, dude, are you serious?
Yeah, bro.
Danny's in disgust.
Like, bruh, you don't want your bitch to take off her socks in front of you? Like, it's okay.
I mean, I would.
You wanted to sit around, like,
all right. Let me keep my
okay, but
on.
like the way that I'm thinking about it, it's like fucking like 4% of their body. Like, as long as like the other fucking 96% of their body's good.
What if your toes are prettier than hers?
Listen,
my toes are.
Listen, the feet heal a lot of the body, because it starts from the feet up.
Why not from the head down?
It starts from the feet
it
up.
It does start from the head down.
From the ground up.
It does, no, it starts from the head down.
Yeah,
no, your mental. When you take a shower, when you take a shower, what does the water hit first? Exactly.
My dick.
I mean, if you turn on the
it
shower.
It does.
You go in like this.
My dick, yeah. I don't go
you
in
stand
head
outside
first.
Butt ass naked.
I don't go head first. Yeah.
You text yeah, the water.
You do go the- like that with your left hand.
I mean like this outside the fucking butt ass naked, no ass and shit.
Bro, people that turn the shower on, like, first thing, like, just, like, standing under the head and they turn
yeah, they're
it on.
Tripping. Oh,
they're right. Fucking.
You're a soldier.
They're gangster as fuck.
I turn our shower towards the wall.
You get street cred
you
for
do
that.
That.
Yeah.
All right. What does she go to, Frank? She's an 8 right now. 8 solid.
She's a fucking O.
She goes straight to a 0.
Yeah. Oh.
Not even a
not
0.
Even a 0.
Oh, dog.
What about you?
I think probably cut in half. Yeah. She probably
a
goes
4?
To a 4, you know.
Wow.
So you would still fuck with her?
You, cuz I know you.
That's a 4. Yeah, that's a straight 4.
So you wouldn't.
Yeah, then she probably goes down
not.
To. Yeah,
that's a 4.
Okay.
Okay, so would you get head from a 4?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
doable.
She's not
that's
using
what I'm
her
saying.
Feet. She's that's not a, using her feet for that.
That's what I'm saying.
Keep your socks on for that. She's got a pretty
face. It's doable. That yeah. shit's doable for that.
Yeah.
But sure. Like, imagine you're laying with her too and you see some crusty yeah. like.
Oh, they're crusty?
I'm thinking ugly to me, so I'm thinking like kind of just weird zombie toes. Yeah. Like,
ooh, okay. If it's like Santi's toe, like that. Santi's toe. I'm sorry, Santi. I love you, but you're fucking big.
Oh, my.
Booyah. God.
That's a booyah.
That's
right
a
there.
Booyah, everybody. If you ever seen one, you guys witnessed one right
oh
here.
Oh, my God.
Never
was
seen
that for
one.
Santi? Because I was talking shit on
that's
his fucking
a booyah.
Toe.
It's spilling.
When he dropped
you
some
spilled
shit
some on my car.
All
come
over
dry
your
off.
Stuff.
Nah, but if it's like anything right. like Santi's foot, then yeah, probably like a 3. I was kind of thinking just like chipped nail polish and shit.
Nah,
but
just bad to you.
But yeah, if they're over here throwing up gang signs
ugly
and shit.
To you, whatever yeah. is ugly to you.
Nah, if they're like zombie toes throwing up gang signs, then yeah, fuck that. That's like
I
a 3.
Just have,
that's ugly.
I have a picture in my head.
Yeah, I got I'm a picture not, of ugly toes in my head. All right, so
picture
toes are pretty toe. Important. I think that's yeah. fucking apparent.
I got one.
All right, so if she has socks on, though, does she go back up to an 8?
No, she don't. Not if I already seen that. That's permanent damage.
Yeah.
That's a fucking you yeah. go see a
what
therapist.
She, what if she
that,
has
huh?
a thing from Men in Black?
You know what? One thing about me, I'll say this. If I'm going to take you serious, I have to see your feet before I actually cuff you.
So what if it gets to the point where you're actually taking her serious, but you really haven't seen the feet?
I'm gonna make up an excuse that we're going to go to the jacuzzi or we got to go like my back's hurting. Like I need to see what under.
What are you going to do if she goes in the jacuzzi and socks?
I'm just done.
You go like this. Okay, now I'm done. That's too far.
Just take off your fucking socks, bitch.
At that point, I would just say, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Hey, to be honest, bitch, I brought you out here to fucking take off your socks, and now you ain't taking off your socks.
Okay, that's too far. I'm done. Yeah, no way.
I would tell her, I knew something was wrong about you. No, but yeah.
Okay, what's your scenario?
Okay, she's a 10, but follows guys that don't follow her back.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, whoa, you're... Damn. I had to think about that shit for a minute, dog. I already know my answer.
Oh, man.
Wait, okay. I know I'm being real, like, piggy with this, but are they, like, big guys, or, like, they're just, like, regular?
They're guys that just don't follow her back, like...
They're guys.
Guys.
They're just, so, like, to be honest, it's worse if they're not big.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It could be a like, handsome guy, too.
If the guy had, like, 2 million followers, then I'd be like, okay, like...
No.
It don't matter.
No.
So it's, like, somebody that has, like, oh, wow.
Anybody, like, a person with 1,000 followers.
Let's say no influencer.
All right, if she's a 10, I'm dropping her to a 7.
Wow.
That's something fishy?
Yeah, it's pretty fishy.
Like, why is she like, maybe. Oh, this guy's so bomb.
She would probably still be a 10 in my eyes, but I probably wouldn't talk to her. Like, maybe, take her serious. Yeah,
7, 8.
Okay. Okay.
Kind of hard to say.
Okay, what about vice versa, right? What if we follow girls that don't follow us back?
I think that turns girls off.
Does it?
Yeah.
It definitely does. It does.
You think it does?
Yeah, especially if it's like a like an Instagram model.
Yeah.
I think that turns them off a lot.
Okay.
It definitely does, yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I don't follow any girls that don't follow me back, so.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I don't think I do either. Maybe like one.
Fuck yeah, better follow me back.
Maybe just Kylie. Kylie Jenner's the only girl that
oh,
I follow.
I think I do follow her. Yeah.
Yeah, I
but
follow
she's
her.
Okay.
I follow her too, but she follows me back.
Shit, I would be pissed off. We wouldn't be friends after that.
Oh, we're getting her on the podcast.
Oh, okay.
All right, go, Logan. What do you
I'm
think?
Just letting her on
I probably wouldn't even take her serious. Or is that like what we're kind of
she's
doing?
She's a 10. Just... No, what does she drop to? Her rate?
Fucking still a 10. I don't know.
Still a 10?
Just not fucking with her?
Yeah, I'm just not going to take her serious because I don't know. To me, I'd be like, why? Like,
yeah.
But like also too, it's not that serious. But like I feel like if you're trying to
yeah,
be in a relationship with somebody.
Yeah, no, I feel like that too. She would still be like, oh, damn, this bitch is bomb. Let me hit, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, especially if it's like a regular ass guy. Then I'd be like, bro, what? But if it was like some guy doing like, I don't know, cool pictures or some shit, like, I'd be like, I don't know. Like,
all right, what about you, Danny?
Yeah, just like Logan, she would still be a 10, but I wouldn't pursue her.
I'd probably be a fucking, yeah, the 10, yeah, but I wouldn't pursue her either. I'd just smack.
Well, I dropped the rating because I don't know.
I thought
that's how we were fucking doing it. So are we going like how we view her now or?
Well, yeah, it would be how you view her, right?
Whatever you
like
want.
On a scale though?
Yeah, on a scale.
Because that's why I dropped it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could drop her. Yeah, you could drop her.
I said 10, but I'm not going to.
So you're still seeing her like perfect then. That's how I'm thinking.
Yeah, but just not perfect for me. A relationship.
Oh, well, then no, that's what I'm saying. So drop the scale.
Yeah, yeah. I'll drop it down to like a 5, bro.
Damn. She goes all the way down to 5.
I'd probably drop her to like an 8.5.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I'm just fucking.
What would you say?
I'd say like a 6.
Damn. It sucks though because that sounds like so fucking shallow of us.
It does. It
but
does.
At the same time, I feel like I would think that girls are the same way.
No, yeah, for sure.
But I think girls would just kind of not care as much.
Yeah, they don't.
I don't know. Who has a pussy here?
Me.
Let me all eat right. It.
She's a 9. She is a 9, but she bites her nails.
She's still a 9. I bite my nails too.
You guys could bite each other like this at dinner.
Okay. Ew.
Appetizer.
Babe, I'm hungry. You have a snack? Yeah, right here, babe.
Ew.
How often?
She bites.
Like, she's does a muncher. She get acrylics or no?
Oh, she's biting acrylics.
No, yeah, no. She has acrylics, but when she don't, she bites.
She must have teeth like mine if she's biting acrylics.
She's a biter. It does drop me a couple.
That shit.
I think it drops me like
okay.
6.
I bite my nails. Like, so I can't judge.
It's cool if she bites, but like majority of the time, she better have those nails on. Acrylic.
Okay, so what does she go to? It's not majority. Let's just say 50-50.
Sorry, babe. You're going to 6 or 5.
So she goes from a 9 to a 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You too, Logan?
She might even go to like a 3 or 4.
Hey, she goes from a 9 to 5. Yup.
She goes to a 9 to 5.
Because if she's fucking with me, she's not working a 9 to 5. Oh but if she's...
fuck
that
up.
Was stupid.
I think that cricket came back. Nah, like a 4 or 3.
She's staying to a 9?
Like a 8.
You could be honest.
No, he is being honest.
He doesn't
eight.
Care.
Well,
I
also because like he
it's
does
still,
it too. He does
yeah,
it too.
I do it too.
Yeah, I bite
but
my nails
still, like,
too.
I need to stop it. But
yeah, I don't.
Did you bite your toenails?
No, I can't reach that far.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, maybe
you would if you could.
I would if I could, dog. On God.
Them shits would probably hit.
What, toenails?
The my flavor in them?
That shit would probably hit my stomach.
after Mormon?
Shit. Oh. Oh.
Fuck. Especially.
That shit would give you food poisoning.
3 hours in those LeBrons. Shit.
Oh. This is a munch, dude. Well, maybe we should start using yours because you never show up, asshole.
Marinated dry age?
Well, maybe you your socks stand up by themselves. Fuck you.
Classic.
They walk around the room.
Your socks are stained yellow at the tips.
Yeah. Socks are stained yellow in the back, dog. Nasty toes.
My toes are my toes are in the front.
His feet are backwards.
He walks with backwards feet.
That would be funny.
I think she goes from a 9 to a 6 for me.
9 to 6. Get it?
9 to a 6. This one's from Little Nick. What should we put her on the scale? Let's put her at a
10.
All right, let's mix it up. She's a 6.
Wow. That's
a she's a 7. She's a 7.
Could she go up? So she's a solid.
So she's solid, yeah. She's a 7.
She's a 6.
But she fucked your homie.
Ooh.
How close of a homie? Fuck.
Like, close. Like, ooh. I'm talking us, Nick.
Oh.
What the fuck? She's not a 7, then.
An ugly homie or a cute? No, I'm
just... She goes to a 0, dog.
Yeah, 0. I,
0?
I don't think I would fuck with any girl that my homie's fucked.
Nope.
Fuck. Yeah.
If that happens, I'm just fucking...
Like, bro, dude. imagine, like...
So, if you're just...
you now, get into a rose battle, bro, that's why I fucked your girl. I'm like, damn, like, bro, what could you say to that?
If she's a
that's
7...
That's why I fucked your girl, if you say that. Fuck. You obviously, go fuck his girl.
Be right back.
Hold on. Give me like 2 weeks, guys.
So obviously, if she's a 7, she fucked your homie. She goes to a 0.
Yeah.
Now, what if you're just trying to fuck her?
Oh,
does she stay at the 7?
She stays at the 7. I don't give a fuck.
Like, let's say,
and
like,
your homie's cool with it. Like, your homie's cool with it.
Yeah, she's just like some regular girl.
Oh, she's going up to a 9.
She's going up.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
I'm trying to become Eskimo, bro.
You're just horny, whatever. You're like, damn, I'm about to fuck this girl. And then, like, nah, Frank's like, oh, I fucked her too.
Mid bitch.
Nah,
I don't see straight mid bitch.
So she goes from, like, ah, she's kind of cool. And then,
yeah, she goes to a mid bitch.
Even if you're just trying to fuck?
Yeah.
So she won't go to a 0. She'll go from, like, a 7 to a 5.
Yeah, or a 4.
You're still a mid.
Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, you're still bad, but you're just still a mid.
Yeah, you're just like,
so seven
you're
to
just like every other bitch.
7 to a what? 7 to a what?
Just like that.
Yeah. Like 4 or 5.
You?
I'll give it a 4.5.
Yeah, like 5. 4 or 5.
I'd say 6.5.
Like it don't matter too much?
Yeah,
it really doesn't matter.
If I don't give a fuck about the bitch, it don't matter.
It does change it a little bit, though.
Yeah, I would just be like, oh, fuck. Like, I don't know. Let's see what this was all about.
Yeah.
Yeah? Like, you gotta dip your fingers in.
I would just see her differently. I wouldn't see her the same. I would just be like, you're just like every other bitch. She's an 8, but never ever wears shoes. Only wears sandals.
What? That's an 8 still?
Yeah.
You just...
No!
Nah, she can't... No, you know what? No! You gotta wear some fucking Air Jordans.
Wait, but
shit,
why
bitch.
Though?
She just always chooses to wear sandals.
She wants some fucking dogs out.
But does she have, like, nice feet?
Well, if she's showing them off, I would think
they're
so.
They're cool.
What?
They're
because doable. You know what? Usually the girls that always wear sandals, their feet are gross.
Yeah, that's true.
On the bottom, too.
Yeah, because they're just gross.
With those fucking black-ass rainbows?
Yeah. Those shits are rainbows.
With the heels all dirty? Oh, man.
Yeah.
If it's that case, one of those type of girls where that shit's dirty, she's a what? 8?
She's an 8. She's an 8.
She's going to a 5.
She looks good ankles up.
She's going to a 5. Fucking 5 or 4. That automatically.
Damn.
That
just because she wears sandals all the time?
That turns you into a musty bitch.
The way that I'm thinking about it is the girls.
Yes, it does.
How does that turn you? Because she wants to wear fucking sandals all the time?
No ball, those sandals on the bottom sweat, dog.
They sweat. Those feet sweat.
No, but sometimes, like, you haven't seen one of those girls?
Wait, they fucking sweat in socks and shoes. What are you talking about?
They get absorbed, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's in a clean sock.
Yeah.
But still, the fucking...
You're not running around in the shoes, dog.
But in sandals, the feet are out.
Those get sweaty on the bottom.
They sweat more because of the rubber or whatever's under your feet.
And it jumps on there.
And they fucking sweats more in a sock because the fucking sock is cloth.
And how do you think they get...
Is your foot sweaty right now?
Yes.
Oh, it's not.
I'm gonna put my fucking foot on your face so you can feel it.
Oh shit! But it's not sweaty.
Oh, don't take the dogs off.
Yeah. If it's not sweaty, then let me wipe my foot and then touch you after.
Okay, he's calling your bluff.
Not sweaty.
It's fucking sweaty.
Not sweaty.
I'm gonna take off my sock right now, and I want you to touch the bottom of my exactly because it's maybe it's not like exactly
you're
like sweaty.
You're gonna
to
do this.
Dripping.
It's all wet.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the. He's on your head.
I didn't say it.
Get off my head.
No, but what I'm saying is, if you're wearing the same pair of sandals every single day, like that turns into like, all right, come on. You got no style.
Okay, but what if she fucking lives in like Hawaii or something?
You can still wear some shoes.
Okay, it's different if you're going to the beach every day. Okay, you have to wear sandals. Whatever. But let's say you're at school. It's because I knew some bitch at school that would wear sandals regardless of the weather. But she was like, okay. She was okay from the ankles up. But she wore sandals every day, so it would be like, oh, this bitch is musty. You know she's musty.
Oh, yeah, you could say that.
But
you could
I feel like
she wears the same sandals every day?
Same sandals every day.
But it depends.
She's not a musty bitch.
Yeah, and
but,
you know.
What if she can't afford more pairs? Have you guys thought about that?
It doesn't matter.
Buy her some shoes then.
Yeah.
Dog.
You could get some shoes. Go to Goodwill.
Yeah, anywhere. We've done it.
No, yeah, it's her choice to wear these sandals in this scenario. Like, you can give her shoes. She's like, I don't want to wear them.
Yeah.
Okay, and then does she have nice feet or not nice feet?
That's what I was asking, but yeah. That's where I came in, and I was like,
I'm saying the feet
usually,
are okay, but like, you know, that makes the feet worse.
Usually the girls that just wear the sandals, their feet do be gross.
Yeah, they're not the prettiest.
You don't fucking like socks, bitch.
How about a girl that wears slides and socks? With like
all
sweat.
The time?
Nah, just like
I like it.
That's not bad.
I like it.
Let's do whatever she's at.
That's just kind of fire.
You're stereotyping right now.
you're thinking of one specific girl. Oh, and let me guess. She's hot Cheetos in the morning with an Arizona.
I'm thinking of those bitches.
Yeah. And they're fucking screaming at each other.
That's
in the
Londo
lockers.
Bitches too.
Londo.
Yeah, that shit's gross. I mean, it's cool. Like Yeezys, I guess it's fashionable. That you could get away with that with me if you get a little fit on, whatever.
See, but for me, if they wear like slides like this all the time, then that's a turn off.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
But slides, not sandals. I know it's like kind of similar,
but
what
the fuck is the difference?
It's because they can have like different sandals that, you know, are cool and stuff. And
I feel like I'd rather have her have those everyday slides. It's different, though.
No, I think to me, because it's just kind of like chunty if they're wearing that shit every day.
Chunty. It is.
I mean, I hate to say, I'm sorry for the fucking chunty girls that watch us, but damn, dog.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
It's just his taste. It's just my taste.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. I do wear sandals every day.
I like
the house. Going outside the house, I wear them all the time.
But do they smell like funk?
No, I actually just got a new pair, and I have like 3 pairs of sandals.
Okay.
So I'm switching them out.
Can sandals smell like funk?
Yes. Yeah, they could smell like funk, gunk, and bunk.
Don't do that.
These don't smell.
They can smell like what?
Like funk, gunk, and bunk.
If they smell like funk, gotta hit the bunk.
Yeah.
If your sandals stink, that's like crazy. Because, yeah, bro, they get an air out every time you don't wear them.
Yeah.
They smell like funk, hit the trunk.
If they smell like funk, you gotta hit the bunk, and your bunk probably smells like gunk.
If they smell like funk, you were probably trying to dunk.
Facts.
Yeah, and at that point, you better throw those bitches in the trunk.
And get some new ones because you're best out of luck.
Okay, come on. Next segment.
Had to throw them away because they stunk.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Your feet probably smell like your great unk.
Did somebody fart? Okay, oh, how about this? She's a 10, but she farts on the first date.
No, that's not a 10, dog.
A 10 won't do that.
Oh. Okay, how about, okay.
A 10 will not fart on the first
date. Wait, hold on, hear me out. It's a cute fart.
What the fuck?
Care. What
you
kind of
fart?
You fart
on the first date, bitch.
Okay, what if like, all right, let's give a real scenario. She's a 10, right?
What
like
if her
said?
Pussy was just airy?
And she just, like Logan said, like a cute fart almost, and it just was like, but embarrassed, though. Like, you could tell she's never done this before.
She's still a 10.
Like,
bro, they slip out, damn it. They slip out.
Like, I don't care. Like,
no, okay, bro.
He's going to be like, oh,
no.
Here you
go. No.
Hey, Frank, I would fart to make her feel better. Like, I'd be like this. You're not alone,
hey,
babe.
Hey, all right, what if that shit stinks?
Okay, that's a different story.
I would start tasting it. If she's a 10, I'd be like this.
No, you would be like, oh, I'm sorry, you're embarrassed. It's okay. Fuck no. We're at Olive Garden fucking eating.
Yeah, like what would you do though?
What was that?
You would acknowledge
a blaster like that?
I would ignore it.
Excuse me? Did that just come from your ass right now?
I would be like, that shit better have came from your pussy, bitch, because if that came from your ass, we're gonna have issues.
I'd rather.
And I ain't paying the bill.
I'd rather.
You'd rather have it come from the ass?
Yeah.
I'm gonna acknowledge that.
Then a queef?
The fuck is your pussy doing all loose at dinner? Why the fuck is it farting right now? Tell me that.
Bro, it'd be fucking funny though.
Oh, it do be God. Funny.
After. She's a 10, but she shoots ping pong
but
balls out of her vagina.
But when does it usually queef?
When you pull
after
out.
After sex.
Yeah, stuff. After you pull out.
Right? So why the fuck is it doing it at dinner?
Damn, that's true.
She got boned like, before
there
took her out.
There is some girls that could queef on command.
Rather come from the ass.
Oh. Not the girls I know.
You hear a queef randomly and she says it came from my pussy. Oh, you fucked before? You
I'd be like, what the fuck? I would honestly.
Wait, what was the question? So she's a 10, but she farts at the dinner table? First date?
Eight.
An 8? Oh, that's not bad.
What?
You?
Yeah, I'll give her like 8.5.
You, Frank?
If she farts on the first date?
Yeah, it's a cute fart though.
I don't care and how cute it is.
Does it reek, dog?
Does it reek? No, it doesn't reek. Not
I've never
scenario.
Heard a cute fart.
Nah, like you could tell you never she's heard a never
fart?
Done this before.
You heard a cute fart before?
I have.
Like, oh, that was cute.
Nah, not
Frank
like.
Does some cute ones sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes
no.
I have a cute farts
no,
to come
you
out
don't.
This house.
They stink though.
Yours do too, guys. Come on, stop playing. Don't throw me on this. You're really gonna
turn upside down.
I have
sometimes.
Shit.
You'll make everybody get high in this room right now.
Oh, yours.
Stop. No, you want to throw me under the bus? Stop fucking me.
Oh shit.
I'm not throwing you under the bus. I'm just saying they stink sometimes.
Everybody farts, Frank.
Not everybody stinks though.
It does depend
everybody
on what you
farts,
mean.
But not everybody stinks. What's yeah. that song?
What is everyone is
a
awesome
for life. Is it a remix? You know, everybody dies, but not everybody lives. Everybody farts, but not everybody stinks.
And I can have this moment for life.
Okay, right here. Whose farts stink the most? Consistently.
Nah, mine do. I'll be honest.
All right, so consistent Danny's one. Who's 2, 3, 4?
I'm the top spot.
He's proud of me.
Why is that something to brag about?
Yeah,
it's because it's known.
He said,
"Okay,
I got the top spot.
Who's 2, 3, 4?"
But I'm not gonna fart on you unless I'm comfortable.
Okay, so in front of since you. Danny's out the equation, who's 2, 3, 4?
Stink.
Like if there's a stench, like who's like, all right, motherfucker.
Oh,
no. When was the last time my fart has stank?
Oh God.
No, for real. Because my farts don't stink that much.
Do you?
No. I farted fucking in this podcast, and you guys didn't say shit about the smell.
Me too.
You're gross. I was bluffing.
Yeah, right.
So Logan, and then what, toss up? Or is it me?
Toss up.
It's not. I don't know if I have enough track record.
Nah, you don't have
enough track record.
But he doesn't either.
But the ones that Frank has laid has smelled.
Yeah.
No, Frank could lay some deadly
some fucking eggs.
No. If I had to choose it, it's Danny, Frank, me, Julian. But it is because Julian doesn't have enough track record.
You know how I know Frank fucking laid one? If I go and I smell it and I look at him and if he farts and he knows it smells, he does this. He'll be on his phone and he'll go like this.
I looked at Julian, and
like he's looking at everybody to see if they smell the same thing he's smelling right now.
And then,
and as soon as we lock eyes, I'm like, "Bro, you fucking farted." And then he goes, "I'm not gonna lie, I ripped ass right now." He's like, see, it'll be like, "Step back." And it'll
oh my god!
But it's just, his eyes are like shifting, major.
Yeah, I'm looking at who reacts first.
I got a question. Because I've heard this before. I didn't say it. But do your own farts smell good to you?
I already know who said this.
Ew, no.
I'm not going to put them on blast.
Put him on blast. I don't think he's fucking weird.
Cole's dad?
Yeah. It's disgusting.
He says, no shit smell delicious. Said that shit at football practice.
If anything, I think the shits don't smell bad.
He said, wait, smell- what? You could have a deadly shit.
You could have a deadly shit, but you could, like, marinate in there, you know, on your
My
phone.
My shits don't smell. I'll say that.
That's hard to believe.
My shits don't smell.
They don't smell after you do the restroom?
No, they don't.
Oh, God.
They Wait, share a restroom.
Why is, they share a restroom if y'all don't know, but...
They don't.
They don't often, but they do. Sometimes.
Oh, wow. It's your shit. Nah. They stinking.
Nah, your shit.
Nah, I'll admit, my shit stink.
Yeah, your shit.
My farts don't stink, but it's because they fucking resonate into the fucking... My ass.
Into the bowl.
My yeah, into the bowl. I'm not going to lie. My shit's...
They marinate in that shit.
My shit... Like, our toilet's not even white no more. It's like ceramic. That, no, I'm fucking with you. Okay. That's how bad my shits are. My
if
shits
you
are
took a shit and skid marked the toilet bowl, you better wipe that shit.
Yeah.
I wipe it.
Or you got
to... Piss to clean it.
Yeah. Pee.
Sometimes it ain't enough.
Yeah, sometimes it's not.
You got to force
that
shit.
And then you ever go...
I found a new theory.
What?
You get a piece of toilet paper and you drop it right on the shit mark and then you flush the toilet and it'll flush.
Nah, sometimes those skid marks are stubborn.
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes they're stubborn.
Hey, it's pretty working.
I'm not going.
And then that's when you got to stick your hand in and wipe it.
Or you just get the toilet bowl cleaner and clean it.
Nah, sometimes I don't even do it. You got to use your nail to scrape it.
Oh my God.
That's gross fuck, Luke.
Okay, what about this one? She's an 8, but she eats more than you.
I don't care.
I don't care.
You don't care? If she's going ham on a fucking caniac and you get a
you get a 3-finger.
She still looks good. She's an 8. I don't care.
She looks good now.
Okay, we ain't going that deep into it.
You're
oh my gosh.
We ain't going You're that deep into it.
Think about it later.
I'm not going that deep into it.
That's how you got to think about it.
See, no, I think for Danny and I, it's a little bit different because we eat like a lot.
Yeah. So what does she go to?
She's the same for me. We'll have eating competitions.
Yeah, I'm not tripping. Don't matter to me. What if she's bulking?
Bulking that ass.
Bulking that ass, yeah.
You better be bulking
you have
that
to.
Ass.
You have to.
Does eating go straight to the ass?
No.
Fine.
Shit, I know that.
Okay, wait.
Oh, shit. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, what? Just say it.
Okay. She's a 9, but she goes to the gym every day with a male gym partner.
Oh.
What the fuck? Every day?
Yeah, no days off.
The fuck out of here with that shit. She goes to a fucking 0.
9, she goes to probably like...
But she's told you that they've never done anything. But he's over here like spotting her and shit.
Oh, hell no.
Putting
nah.
his balls in her face. And
okay.
Oh, no.
7.
She's not going to bench press, right?
Hell
well,
nah.
She might. And if she struggles, then yeah, the fucking sack goes on the forehead.
Oh, yeah, nah.
She's a 6, but she knows how to cook really fucking good.
Oh.
For me,
I've never had that.
7.5.
8.5 for me.
I've never had that.
Like, I'm talking about she could cook whatever the fuck you want.
I've never had that either.
Okay, but just think, like...
Yeah, anything. Like
anything.
She's a 10.
Like, she's a good cook from scratch.
Yeah, like, you're like, hey, babe, I want fucking ramen. And she whoops that shit up, and it's good.
She jumps, like, at least 1.5.
That's it?
2
that's
points.
That's a good one.
That's it? That's good? That takes me from 5 to 7.
Bro, that's taking it to, like, an 8.5.
3
so
points?
She's a
6
right now?
Yeah, she's a 6.
Yeah, she could jump to an 8 for me.
8.5, maybe 9.
She'll jump to an 8. Stay in the kitchen, baby.
You?
She goes up like a 10.
Damn. When That's you're fucked. Faded?
Hell.
Woo-hoo. Babe, make me some chicken tenders.
She smokes too, but she ends up burning the whole plate. The fuck?
Because she's too fucking faded?
Yeah. Never smoke again, bitch.
Yep.
All right, that was one that
Who
I
knows
right.
how to cook good.
Let's go. She's a 9, but she got bad breath.
Ooh, 5.
Fuck out of here.
0?
Yeah.
5.
And you can't fix it?
It's just occasion, like, that should be stinging.
Oh, no,
5.
0.
You can't tell her anything or what?
You could tell her. Maybe she just got some cavity she hasn't.
Ooh, 3.
That's like a one, dog. Right,
I'm going to give her a four, yeah.
Yeah,
maybe
three.
A zero. Zero to four.
Yeah, four.
Zero to one, dog. I'm zero to one.
Yeah.
What was the one you had, Danny?
Three.
Is there any more, or are we done with this bullshit?
I have
bullshit.
A couple, but...
Yeah, go ahead.
Should we just rapid fire
rapid
these?
Fire, rapid fire.
All right, she's an eight, but your mom doesn't like her.
Ooh.
Dad fucks with her. Your mom don't like her.
My dad fucks with her?
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah, I think I convinced my mom to like.
No, your mom fucking hates her guts.
I don't hate her. She just don't like her.
Give a fuck.
Yeah, that's seven.
Give a fuck. She's still fucking seven.
She's a seven?
No, what did, wait, what's that?
It was an eight.
No, she's still eight.
Nah, she goes down to like a three.
Like you'll never get your mom to switch opinions on her.
Especially because my mom likes everybody, so my mom don't like you. Like, damn.
All right, what if she's a seven, but she knows how to cut your hair? I just thought of this one right now.
She's still a fucking seven. I don't get a haircut.
Okay, that's kind of dope.
She goes up to a fucking eight.
Like what if she could taper your ass up? Down. Sweet.
The best haircut you've ever gotten.
Oh, babe, I got you tonight. I got you tonight.
She's jumping up one and a half.
I'll get a haircut two times out of the week.
Yeah,
and then she sucks your dick after?
She's a sick barber.
A dope ass barber.
Hell yeah.
What would you get? She's a seven.
She's riding you while giving you a lineup?
She's lined your shit up and everything.
Imagine getting a fresh ass taper. Like,
babe, I got you tonight.
We're going to go out to dinner tonight. Can you taper me up? Oh, yeah.
And she's a baddie.
All right.
That's dope.
She's a six, but she pays for everything you guys do.
10.
A fucking 20, dog.
You don't have to worry about it.
Wait, so she's rich?
Yeah.
And so if she's you ever six, need but money, she's rich as fuck.
If you ever need money, she got you.
She's an eight and a half, nine.
Nine, yeah, she's a nine. Maybe nine and a half.
Because I'm going to talk about her like she's a nine to everybody else.
Yeah, like she's the best.
Like she's the fucking best.
We do everything.
Yeah, she's amazing.
You want to go to Bora Bora? I got you.
Yeah, nine. That's crazy. What do you think it is for girls, like when a guy has money? How many points do you think it like brings a guy up?
A solid amount.
No,
I think
I don't
like
know.
4 points.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, some girls, huh?
I feel like some girls will still bone someone else, even if you have money.
Yeah, they will. Probably.
Damn. That was a good one. I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, fucking six to a nine.
Yeah. Sugar mama, I'm down. Hit me up.
I asked for some confessions. Ooh. You had one?
I was going to say, she's a eight, but she has a sugar daddy in which she sends pictures to.
What kind of picture?
Nudes.
No.
But he's paying her pretty good.
How old is this guy?
He's older. They've never met.
But how old?
Like, hey. He's like fucking 40, 50.
He might stay at that eight.
That might stay there. Maybe drop her half a point.
Yeah,
I might be okay with it.
It might move her up.
What she's the fuck? She I don't know bread. About moving her up.
She got bread? Yeah, maybe.
She got bread. She's like taking care of you too? Like
Occasionally. Like, occasionally she'll spoil you, but not, like, all the fucking time.
Like a 9-to-5 to her?
Yeah, she don't work, like...
She works for him.
Yeah, she works
only
for him.
OnlyFans, basically.
Yeah, but it's a sugar daddy, and, like, she sends, like, her fucking tits and shit.
Does she take... So she occasionally takes care of
you? She goes to a five.
Yeah, she occasionally takes care of you. So, like, maybe, like, two times a month.
Goes to a five.
She goes down?
I might drop her...
I don't give a fuck.
That would be cool for her, but like that's if she's not taking care of me consistently, then.
But she's never met the guy or anything.
But there's nothing in it for me at that point.
And I'm supposed to look at your body.
That. Yeah, and so could a guy paying her fucking $5,000 a week.
Fuck that.
Yeah, but she's keeping all that shit. Basically,
nah. Oh, maybe
she's only.
What about you,
Joe?
One and only exposed to me.
Yeah, maybe she drops a point.
Damn.
It's not too crazy.
Yeah,
it's not too crazy. Mm-hmm. I asked for some confessions. I just want to know. I'll try reading some because I couldn't write down the best. But I know I want to know your guys' opinion. This girl said, "My boyfriend thinks I've only slept with three guys when secretly it's eight."
Oh, that's fucked up, bro.
That is. I think lying about your body count is pretty fucked up.
You gotta be completely honest.
Is that fucked up?
That is really fucked up.
Let's say you're like a year, 2 years deep in the relationship, and you find out there's a couple extra bodies, like three or four.
Fucked up. I need to know.
You gotta. I'm honest about my body count. My shit's out of this world.
Yeah, and if you tell me after that, and I like, I would be heartbroken, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to lie.
I'll
like,
throw up.
Because like, if she told you in the beginning, you at least know, like, okay, whatever.
She was honest with you yeah. in the beginning.
You thought that she was pure. That's the crazy part. Yeah. And then you find out. Well, I mean, she could still be pure, but you find out she's.
She's not pure no more.
This is one of our supporters.
Pure.
I know.
She ain't pure. No. I know what.
Yeah, you're pure. You're a pure supporter, but.
Let them know.
You got to let them tell them the truth, honey.
Yeah, you got to tell them.
These are confessions.
Tell them the truth, honey.
You guys put it. I'm reading them. These are the opinions.
All right, so what's the next confession?
I know your mama would be disappointed.
That would fuck with me so bad. I would let the deal break.
Oh, my God. This one's fucking brutal. We're getting deep now.
What is it?
My ex cheated, so I faked a pregnancy, made him give me $500 for an abortion, and went shopping.
You think that's that fucked up?
Oh, actually,
he cheated.
Yeah, actually, that's not that fucked up. But you know what? If it was me, I'd get crazy. Fuck that.
I wouldn't. I mean,
it's like you cheated on her, bro.
Yeah.
It's like.
Take that
like,
L.
Am I the
you know
ex?
What? Yeah, you're right. I'll take that L. Fuck
am
you.
Am I the ex guy or am I the ex? If I'm in her position, like my ex girl cheated on me and I had a.
You tell her you got pregnant?
Yeah.
What if she used that money to go spend it on a guy?
Yeah.
You fucking cheated. Yeah, actually, you don't really have no say.
He cheated.
He can't say shit.
It's cool.
If anything, that's like. Karma.
I'm not tripping. Yeah, that is karma.
I got my ass back. All right, whatever. Fuck you. You're out of my life anyway. I cheat for a reason.
I wouldn't want her to tell me that. Would you want a girl to tell you everything that she did?
Like how? Like what do you mean everything?
Before?
Like everything she's done with the guy? Like sucking dick and all that shit? Fuck, nah. Hey, just like
just
I don't
your
know.
Body count.
Yeah, just on your body count.
Okay.
And even then,
this girl said, "I thought about my ex's best friend while we were fucking."
Wow, that's fucked. Wait, She thought about her boyfriend's best friend.
Yeah, while they were fucking.
Oh my gosh,
damn, these are fucking.
That means she hooked up.
I gotta
with
give.
Let
him,
me see this.
Nah, that doesn't mean she hooked up with them.
This is random. Yeah, I got to give them credit. They're going in. They're being honest right here. Unless they're fucking.
We should expose them.
Nah, this is dope. This is dope.
Expose them.
Fucking savages,
man.
This
is some savage shit.
Watch out for these people. They're dangerous people.
Damn, that's fucked. What would you do if you dated a girl and she told you at the end of the relationship, every time we had sex, I was thinking of your best friend?
My God. I would kill her.
I would probably fuck around with her and be like, I was thinking of yours too.
Do you guys remember high school confessions?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
SoCal Confessions.
Thank you, my bad.
Yeah.
Dude, that shit was wild.
What is that? What is that?
It was like a page where it would be high schools from Southern California, and they would
post pictures and shit.
No, they
nudes,
would
expose.
Oh, they would have that.
They would send it.
Called Burn Book.
Oh yeah, I think there's one like that too. But this one had like a couple like I had like 80,000 followers.
Yeah.
And it would be like, oh, Wilson High School. I fucked this guy, and then afterwards, I fucked his dad, or some like crazy shit like that. And then
they would get pictures of everyone,
dude. Yeah, they would get pictures. That shit was bad. Whoever ran that account was fucking terrible.
But I love the juicy gossip.
You go to hell. Fucking legend, though,
dude. That was a crazy ass page. Whenever they posted, everybody went crazy.
It was Twitter. It was on.
Especially if it was from your school.
It was jumping.
Yeah,
if it was your school, you'd be guessing like, yo, who's this fucking girl that. Suck the dick from behind, like some shit. I don't know.
You'd be like zooming in on the picture and shit.
Nah, sometimes they wouldn't even post pictures. Sometimes they would just post like the confession, like the message, and then that's it. And then blur out like whoever sent it.
Oh, wow.
Imagine who ran that page though and like all the dirt that they had on people.
I heard it was some fucking nerdy.
Yeah, I believe it.
What's another one, guys? You know what I'm saying?
Nah, there's a lot, but they're just. A lot of them are like,
wait,
a lot of them fucked each other's best friends.
Fucked each other's best friends?
Yeah, like, oh, I fucked my boyfriend's best friend. I fucked my girlfriend's best friend. Oh, most of them is I fucked the boyfriend's best friend because a lot of them are girls.
But so these best friends, damn, they got guys out
they
here.
They just went after the friends, yeah.
Why are the
fucked? They fucked.
I feel like girls could do that a lot easier than guys could do that.
That's disgusting.
You think?
Yeah, I think a girl could fuck the boyfriend's best friend a lot easier than the guy could fuck the girlfriend's best friend.
I agree with that.
Because guys, I'm just trying to get my fucking.
But that's kind of fucked up, though, if a bitch can't stand her ground and doesn't know how to hold her shit down like that. Fuck out of here with that shit.
Someone says, my homegirl wants to know what's up with Slade.
Hit him up. He answered.
I steal every day from Walmart. I go in that bitch.
Shit.
Walmart.
Make sure you don't get caught.
Yeah, don't.
Wait, hold on. We need to get the. We need to open the shit that we got from the post office.
Oh yeah.
So we've been meaning to do this for a couple of weeks now.
Yeah.
But we finally opened our P.O. box. Logan was nice enough to go pick up the stuff from you guys. He'll be reading who sent it to us.
Yeah.
If you sent us stuff, shout out to you. Really appreciate it. It means a lot.
All right. So this first one is from Selena Hernandez.
Yes.
Her address is... Nah. Who wants to open it? Or I'll open it.
Yeah, I'll open it. You do the honors, Logan.
P.O. box will be in the description.
Yeah.
I think we've... except Logan. I've been doing a pretty job. Pretty bad fucking job promoting it.
Yeah, I haven't.
But we do have a P.O. box. So if you guys want to send a shit.
Should we read it? Fuck, I should have said her full name, because what if you said something like shit? Fuck it.
Nah, that's cool. That's cool.
To my sweet tea boyfriends. I love you guys.
Oh, shit. Hey, Selena, shout out to you, bro.
Thank you, Selena.
All right.
Wow, is it some deep shit? Yeah,
thank you, Selena.
All I got to say is that you have really nice handwriting.
I know. What the fuck?
This is okay. Yeah,
that's how we wrote a military school.
It's some.
No, I don't. No, it's nothing bad. I just skimmed it right now.
Oh, shit.
Dear Julian, Danny, Logan, and Frank. Hi, my name is Selena. I am 15 years old, and I am from South Central. Okay. I've been meaning to write this letter for a while and finally got the chance. I want to start by thanking you guys for always putting a big-ass smile on my face with not only the podcast, but with also your guys' YouTube videos. I don't think you guys truly understand how happy your guys' content makes me. The first week I found you guys' podcast on Spotify, I listened to literally all of them. If it weren't for y'all, I would be so bored in class, haha. It makes class feel so short. I also binge-watched all the YouTube videos and would be laughing my ass off. I love and appreciate how real you guys are. You guys are my favorite boys. I wish you guys nothing but the best. I hope you guys continue to grow and become super successful. All y'all are for sure invited to the carne asada and can dance with my tia's LMAO.
Oh,
bye, guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
What's up, tia?
Hey, what up, tia?
What's up, tia Hernandez? What's up, tia?
Hey.
How you doing, tia?
Hey, Selena, tia shout Hernandez. Out to you.
Love you,
this
Selena.
This is one of first of many, hopefully. Send us your letters, guys. We will be reading them.
What up, Selena?
This next one is from Jaylene's Jewelry Shop. So, depending on how the jewelry looks, go buy some shit from her.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck it.
It's a real reveal.
You gonna do the honors, Luke?
This is a real reveal.
I'll do the honors?
You do it. Actually,
hey, what's up, Theo?
Hopefully you guys could send us more stuff. I know it kind of like costs the money for stamps and shit, but I do like reading the letters and stuff. Also, too, when we hosted the club, there was... I need to show you guys the fucking letter. Some girl, like... she like was like, Logan, I was like, what's up? And she gave me like a little letter and then just left. And I was like, oh shit.
Oh, that was dope.
And, didn't get the name? I thought it was like, I was like, oh, she just gave me her number. And then I looked at it and it was like a whole ass, her name's on there. So I want you guys to read it. But it was actually, I think she said like she went through like a hard breakup and stuff. And like we helped her a lot.
Oh, Shout out to you and thank you so much for supporting.
She fucking hates us because we didn't open up sooner.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Oh shit. This is from Jaylene's Jewelry Shop. Hey, shout out to you. We got a little pearl necklace fell out. This is dope as fuck. Thank you.
Yeah, that's nice. That's for Logan right there.
Hey.
Go look at it.
Appreciate it.
But the
you.
Most important thing, we got a little letter, a little note card.
We like the packaging. Look at this sparkling shit.
A little card.
Okay.
Shit.
I'm fucking about it.
Oh shit, she wrote a lot.
Let me see. Oh, she did write a lot.
Hey, Jaylene, shout out to you.
Shout out Jaylene.
Ooh, and she gave us some fucking lollipops. These lollipops are fucking fire.
The blowpops.
Blowpops.
Is there more?
They got gum in the middle, right?
Wait, I want that one.
No, I want it.
Oh, fuck you.
Thank you.
What's up, Dia?
I don't want this one.
Hey, Jaylene, if you guys want jewelry, Jaylene's Jewelry Shop, this is a little personal letter right here.
Yeah, check it out.
So, we won't put her on the spot like that, but Jaylene, man, thank you for all the fucking jewelry right here. We got a little couple pearl necklaces.
Look. No, there's...
Oh, fucking shit.
What is that? A ring?
She gave us a fucking ring that says Sweet Tea.
No way.
Yeah, look at this. This is a Sweet Tea bracelet.
Dope as fuck. Oh, Jaylene's Jewelry Shop. Shout out to you, man.
Yeah, shout out her. She makes custom shit.
Yeah. Go get that.
What's up, Dio? Oh, this is a double XL. Are you a double XL?
This one's an XL. This one's kind of big. But I could switch. Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh, let me see that ring. I'm sorry. You want to try? You want to try that one on?
This lollipop is bomb.
Okay.
Okay.
We got
Fuck
a couple
you.
Little rings right here. Jaylene's jewelry shop.
This is pretty cool.
Come on, y'all. Go shop cool. with her already.
Check her out. She, yeah. Obviously, she can make some custom
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. Come on, man. Hey, Jaylene. I like this little pearl necklace. I might little,
Hello,
just throw it
little
on.
Thumb ring.
This is. Oh, this is one. A necklace, too. Look.
Yeah. Oh, it is?
Yeah. Sweet tea.
Fucking dope,
it's
man.
It's a necklace, too.
Hey, thank you
That's
so
nice.
Much.
Thank you.
Tiger's eye.
Hey, give it a shot.
That's dope.
Bro,
what's
sick.
Up,
Theo?
What's up,
Tia?
I love this little ring,
Tia.
We're
going
to start calling
one.
You guys
Tia.
Shout out
Tia
Hernandez.
All right.
You want to open up the last
Next
one?
Next time, send a picture of your Tia.
Hey, throw this trash letter. Over there.
I will do it after.
Guys,
it's like Christmas. You don't, you know. You clean
it
up. You
need the table clean, man.
I'll throw it away.
Here. Joel, you want to open up the last one?
Yeah, right. Do the honors, Joel. Do Earth, the
Tia.
Fucking honors, Tia.
Try this ring on.
Tia.
Marry me.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, you guys are going to have
That one's low-key big. She must have thought that we were fucking...
Damn, I must have a fat-ass finger to you.
Oh, my gosh. It fits? Or is it tight?
Ooh.
Wait, it says...
Hey, but thank you. I love
it says an adjustable stamp ring, so you could adjust it.
Oh. Oh, I could see somebody already tried to fucking adjust it.
Ooh. Might have done a little too tight. Made that into a pinky ring. Who's that one from?
Where's the other ring?
Oh, this one's for Logan.
Oh shit!
Ah, surprise him. Who's it from though? You gotta read it. What's up, Dale? Dale ripped it.
Sorry,
Dale. You ripped it, Dale.
My bad, Dale.
Damn, Dale. Is there a little fucking note card on the hat or some shit? Yeah. It says Thea, I think. I don't know. I can't. Sacred. What does the under it say? Oh, it's a Logan, I guess. Okay.
All right. Shout out Sacred. It looks like it's a brand.
Okay.
Okay, Ooh. So Logan,
brandy.
This is first opinion right now.
A little brandy.
If you don't like it, you better tell us.
Come on, I'm gonna have a doo-doo face.
Yeah. Oh.
No, I'm joking.
Shout out.
That's a nice color hat.
Nice color hat. Little low.
I do like hats.
Okay, let me check this out really quick.
This is nice.
Oh.
Okay, up? What's up, Dale? I'm looking at this shirt. Let me see if it was for Logan. Yup.
Ooh.
Extra large.
Oh, yeah, I could fit that.
This is an extra large shirt. What's up, Dale?
Oh. Sticker, what the fuck is up, man?
Bro, this shirt's actually hard as fuck.
That shit's dope. Open it up.
Oh, is that a Raptor sticker?
Oh, no. Everybody comment, what's up, Dia?
Okay.
It's a fucking air freshener, I think.
Ooh. What's up, Dia?
Everybody comment, hashtag what's up, Dia.
Okay, little fuck demon right here.
Oh.
Oh, that's no ball hard.
That shit's, it says, Dubs. You bark, we bite.
That's my shirt. Give it to me. That deserves to be my shirt.
It's Stop three him. Dogs.
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
up, Dia?
Come on, you're not
You
no
bark,
dog.
But I fucking bite.
Ooh. What's up, Dia?
What's up, Dia?
You ain't even a dog.
What's up, Dia?
Here we go. What's up, Dia?
Oh, what's up, Dia?
All right, wait. I feel bad because I got a shirt and a hat. Who wants the hat?
Go ahead.
That's a nice color hat.
It's a great color hat. I love it. Hey.
After. Can we go get some?
What's up, Theo?
How about I go in and out of you?
Wow.
Wow.
Can you put spread in me then?
What's up, Theo?
Wow.
If you're on your period.
I fuck back, bitch.
Hey, anyways, shout out to everyone
you
that
bark,
sent some stuff. Logan, do you by chance know the PO box address?
No, not by fucking heart.
It's going to be in the description.
Yeah, it's going to be in the description.
Yeah, but
that
thank
way it'll
you.
Be a lot easier.
Literally, it's gonna be right here. Hey, guys, it means a lot. Send us some stuff if you really want to be shown off right here. Hey, this is your little spotlight. Maybe take advantage of it. We'll be opening maybe 3-4 boxes a show.
Hopefully, that'd be sick.
Shout out to everyone that has sent us some stuff so far. I don't think we've checked the Logan. You haven't checked the PO box?
Nah, right? Not recently.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. She wrote a whole ass letter and you didn't read it.
I know.
No.
Is there? You didn't want to read it.
I didn't want to.
I knew it.
Yeah,
I fucking.
I mean,
knew
it's kind of long. That's why. I didn't want to take up too much time. I could read it.
I'll read it.
Okay,
not
go
here.
Ahead. Go ahead.
No, you read
yeah,
Well, let's popcorn read it. Logan, Julian, Danny, Frank. Hi, I'm Jaylene
Arredondo.
Thank you. And I am the CEO of Jaylene's Jewelry Shop. I handmake every single piece of jewelry with so much love and hard work. Smiley face. I'm from Ventura County, but I'm currently attending
Sonoma State University in NorCal. I'm a sophomore majoring in liberal studies in hopes of becoming an elementary school teacher. I absolutely adore all four of you and your guys' amazing content. The first video I watched from you guys is the pineapple on pizza debate from 2 years ago. I fuck with all your funny-ass content. Your guys' personalities truly shine through your videos.
Thank you, Jaylene.
The podcast has been my favorite lately. I always look forward to listening while I'm doing homework or making jewelry. It can be so hard from so far home, but you guys, your videos never fail to put a smile on my face. Thank you guys so much. You have no idea. I sent you guys a variety of jewelry pieces that you can all fight for.
And we'd love it.
Jaylene's Jewelry Shop. Go follow that. Shout out, Jaylene.
Yeah, we'll tag it in the description below.
Sweetie ring right here.
Go check it out.
If you want it, go buy it.
A tiger's eye, whatever the fuck this is.
You want a pearl necklace? You want it, go buy it.
Okay, so shout out Jaylene.
Shout out to Diaz.
Shout out you guys if you guys made it this Hernandez. Far.
And shout out Sacred.
We love y'all.
Yes.
And
yes.
Thank you for listening to this episode. We hope you enjoyed this funny.
Love you guys.
Send more lollipops.
Yes.
Yeah, send more lollipops.
Oh, if you send like treats, like.
If tips. You're from a fucking different country, bro, send some like crazy ass like snacks that they only have in your shit. I want to see how many like out of fucking country or listeners we have.
Shit. Yeah. Sometimes in different states, you got some weird ass
different
shit.
Soda or what if you call it pop, whatever.
Yep.
Shit. Or if you want, fucking send weed to Frank.
Can you do that?
No, man. You can, but fuck it.
If you can sneak it in, fuck it. I don't do it, though.
Yeah, nah, we're fucking with you. Don't do it.
Don't do it. Never mind.
All right, well, we love you
guys. Love
you guys. We'll see you on the next episode. See you at VidCon.
Hey, man, pull up.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.